Hey guys, it's early on a Wednesday morning, right? Is that the day of the week it is? I don't know. Anyway, and I was just thinking about the recent podcast episode that went up, The Ugly Crescendo in the miniseries on love. And I was talking in that podcast episode, or episode, as a normal person might call it. I'm really bad at this hosting thing still. But anyway, I was talking in that episode about how sometimes you really do have to let go of what you're holding on to for God to give you something better. And I was just driving down the road and I was remembering a meme I saw on Instagram or Facebook, I'm not sure. And it's a picture of Jesus and he's facing a little girl and the little girl is holding on to a tiny teddy bear. And he has a giant teddy bear behind his back and he's got his hand stretched out to her and he's saying, give me the teddy bear. And she, and like the caption is something along the lines of like, you have to let go of what you've got to get the bigger thing God has for you or something like that. And that meme always drove me nuts. Like I hated that meme because I was like, why is God holding it behind his back? Why doesn't he just show her what she could have if she would give it up? And, you guys know, if you've listened to the divorce episode, that I don't believe in the concept of the one. And I don't. I don't believe that there is a single one to marry. I think whatever you decide, it's going to have challenges unique to itself. But also, I don't believe God punishes people eternally for their choices in who they marry. Like, yeah, if the person you choose to marry is a selfish jerk who doesn't love God and doesn't serve God, I mean, God's not going to force that person to change. So you should expect that to continue throughout your marriage and the repercussions of that to continue throughout your marriage. That's not God punishing you because of your choice. That's you chose that. But at the same time, I do think that God does sometimes withhold his better for us because he doesn't want us to give up what we've got for the better, but he needs us to go through the work of learning and understanding why what we've got is not the right thing for us. And I was thinking about on again, off again, and how I talked about that, him in the recent episode and how 9 years went by. I know, embarrassing. And I held on to a hope. I held on to his promise instead of his actions. And throughout that 9 years, I knew there was an expiration date. And looking back on it now, I know God was not asking me to give him up because dating him, loving him, whatever, was sinful. But because God knew he was not going to change. What he was showing me was who he was. And if I would have barreled through and stuck it out, and forced that to continue and just like tried to make it happen according to what I wanted and just disregarded his own free will in this whole story and disregarded what he was showing me was his character and what he wanted. That's not God's fault. That's not God punishing me because I went with one that wasn't his pick. No, that's God asking me, please give this person up because this person is never going to take you seriously the way you're taking them seriously. And I think sometimes we give God a bad rap. Like, you think it's sinful for me to be with this person? Like, shame on you. Don't you know that anybody and everybody deserves forgiveness? Well, duh, he knows that. He invented forgiveness. But if he's asking you to give it up, consider from another angle. Maybe he's asking you to give up a relationship, a job, a vision for your future, a dream that you have because he knows there's no fulfillment there. He knows you're going to continue walking down this dead-end road. And at the end of the road, you're going to say, whoa, I'm at a dead end. Well, God, why didn't you make this work for me? It's because he's not going to override the free will of the people around you so that you can get what you want. He doesn't work like that. So that picture of God withholding the giant bear and asking the girl for the little bear, that was me in my relationship. I needed to come to terms with the fact that 9 year on again, off again, and yes, 9 years, was never going to happen. But not because of God, not because anything that happened was sinful. It was pure. We talked about God every time we talked. I mean, there was nothing wrong with that relationship. Except that he, the guy I was talking to, the guy I was going on this roller coaster ride with, never had any intention of seeing it through to the end. That's why God wanted me to give it up. Because he knew that way lay heartbreak. Not because he was punishing us. Not because he didn't like one of us. Not because one of us wasn't good enough. But because we were on different paths and he foresaw it. And he was trying to protect me from that heartbreak. So if you're on a path and you're thinking to yourself, God, there's nothing sinful, nothing contrary to your word about this path. You can continue down that path. But if God is asking you to give it up, consider that he's asking you to give it up because he actually wants the good for you. He actually wants you to get what you hope and desire and dream of. And not because he's punishing you or treating you like a child who doesn't know right from wrong. Maybe he's doing it to protect you, to show you his love. And that was a very long ramble. I just really felt like I needed to share that. Even after this ugly crescendo episode went up, there's just been this thing like in my chest, like you didn't finish telling it. So hopefully this will ease that. And to any girls out there or any guys out there who are in an on again, off again relationship, I understand that sometimes couples break up and then it works. But if it's a repeat pattern, that pattern's not going to change. You need to look at it and figure out if you're the problem, if they're the problem, if you're willing to do this for the rest of your life, or if you want something else. And the same thing goes if it's a college pursuit, a work pursuit, etc. God did the same thing with me with college. He told me college wasn't for me. I ignored him and tried again and again and again. And it wasn't for me. Four times dropout. I did finish ministerial school, but secular college was just not his plan for me. I didn't like what they were teaching. I didn't like how they were teaching. He saw that. He knew that. He knew I needed some kind of freelance mode of education. This podcast. He knows you better than you know yourself. Trust his guidance. If he's saying let it go, let it go. Okay. I love you guys. Bye.